أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن جاهداك على أن تشرك بي ما ليس لك به علم فلا تطعهما وصاحبهما في الدنيا معروفا واتبع سبيل من أناب إلي ثم إلي مرجعكم فأنبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. يا بني إنها إن تك مثقال حبة من خردل فتكن في صخرة أو في السماوات أو في الأرض يأتي بها الله إن الله لطيف خبير. صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we discussed yesterday, first of it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrated the advice Hazrat Luqman had given to his son, and that is, do not commit shirk. And in between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the rights of parents, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala described the difficulty that mothers go through at the time when they carry their children in their wombs, and then thereafter the period of breastfeeding and weaning. And the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, anishkur li wa li walidayk, that you be appreciative to me, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the parents. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to explain to us that even if one's parents strive and struggle against them, that you make shirk and you commit shirk and you ascribe, and they tell you to ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command is, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا, then we should never ever obey them in those matters. So Allah says, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ, and if they strive, they make an effort against you, عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ, that you commit shirk with me, you ascribe partners with me, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ, of such things that you do not have knowledge of. In other words, if they force you to ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite the fact that you will be absolutely appreciative to them, despite the fact that you will honor them, despite the fact that you will be kind and good to them, in this matter of shirk and ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as a matter of fact, any masiyat, any disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or if they command you to break any commandment of the Shariat, then فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا, then do not obey them. But even then, do not obey them, and this is the beauty of the Qur'an Kareem, that the kind of emphasis Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts on these issues, that despite the fact that you were supposed to be so kind to them, but in these matters you will not obey them. But when you do not obey them, that doesn't mean that we can become arrogant against them, or we can become obstinate, or we can have hatred against them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا, but remain with them in this world according to the tenets of Islam and according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what does this mean actually, is that even in that condition and in that state, that they are striving against you insofar as your deen is concerned, then also you will have to be good to them, you will have to be kind to them. If they require your physical support, then physically you will have to support them. In other words, if in any way they are incapacitated, then you will have to assist them. If there is anything that needs to be done for them, it will be done physically. If they are in need of financial support, then financially also you will support them. In other words, you can never ever leave them, even though they strive against you with regards to your deen, with regards to your Islam. That no matter how primary it may be in one's life, and how important it may be in one's life to bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are stopping it, or they are striving against you, they are struggling against you with that, but even then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not allow us to go against their wishes in other aspects of life, to upset them and to leave the relationship with them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not tolerate, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept. Thereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us a command that is not only restricted to this particular instance, but a command that is general in all other aspects of our lives and every moment of our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيَّ, and follow the path of that person who turns towards me, that is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So who is this person that is fully turned towards Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? The ulama have explained, number one, our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In all instances, we will follow our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Number two, all those that followed Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and follow Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Salaha, the pious, the awliya, those that will link us towards to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, treading this path of the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then wattabi' sabila man anaba ilay, the general rule is follow them. So here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has showed us a very, very easy way to reach Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has showed us a very easy way in order to carry out the commandments of Allah and to make our deen easy, is follow those who are obedient to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, follow those who have a link with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, then thereafter it is towards me your return. In other words, in the day of Qiyamah, and again we find that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reminds us that we are not going to be here on this earth forever and ever. So let us not become arrogant against our parents. Let us not become disobedient children to our parents. No matter who we may be, no matter what our ages may be, we can be grandparents, but our parents, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is going to question us about it insofar as the hereafter is concerned. And one of the ill consequences of it in this world is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala removes the barakah, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala removes that happiness and that contentment from the heart of a person who is disobedient to his parents. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala always reminds us of this one single thing, and that is we are going to return to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. When we return to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, that whilst you yourself know how you acted in this world, whilst you yourself know whether you were obedient or disobedient to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, over and above that, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that I will inform you of your deeds. In other words, whatever you carried out in this world, documented in the book of deeds, it will be, the angels will be also the witnesses, our bodies will be witnesses, the ground will be witnesses, and over and above that, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala Himself will inform us about our deeds. So hence in this ayat, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us in actual fact three important aspects. One important aspect is this, that no matter how indebted we may be to our parents, but if they strive and struggle against us insofar as our deen is concerned, then we will not obey them in that matter. But despite the fact that we do not obey them, we will never ever be harsh to them, we will never harm them, we will never hurt them, we will always be good and kind to them. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, in order to make all this easy for us, and as a matter of fact our whole deen easy for us, follow the path of our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and those who follow the path of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and lead us to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, follow their path, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reminds us of the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.